Welcome to Module 2, Session 1. In this session, you're going to learn how to differentiate desire that is erotic from desire that is sexual. Let's begin. If you're listening to this audio, then it means you've learned the 3-step method of sacred dance and you've practiced this method enough that you've come into direct contact with your own desire, which in this situation is taking form in your body as the urge to dance. Now, it's very common for other words to be used to describe desire. Words like life force, eros, turned on, erotic, and even sexual. But for the purpose of this program, it's important I make some clear distinctions so we're both on the same page. Now, before I do though, please remember that my experience and interpretations do not need to be yours. Like everything else I'm teaching, I encourage you to experiment for yourself so you can discover your own answers and what is most useful and or right for you. So let's start with some inquiry prompts. How do you define desire? What is desire? What is your experience of desire? What qualities does it have? How does it feel? If you want, press pause and take a moment to answer these questions in your notebook. Otherwise, let's continue. During my years researching desire, I've heard the following explanations and definitions. Desire is an instinctual primal force. It's an expression, the creative force of the divine. It's an evolutionary impulse. It's a throbbing and pulsing energetic quality that wants to move toward or closer to something or someone. Personally, my own direct experience of desire has revealed to me that it's an expression of our basic life force arising from the pelvis or the belly center. And I feel it as a pulsating, throbbing, sensual aliveness. For me, desire always feels erotic, but it doesn't always feel sexual. When I use the word erotic, know that I'm applying it in a very, very broad context. It's my way of saying I feel alive and turned on. And hopefully, alive and turned on is what you've been able to experience for yourself as you started practicing sacred dance. Sometimes, however, that alive and turned on feeling has an added flavor, one that is sexual in nature. In other words, I want to get physically intimate and fuck someone or fuck myself. This sexual flavor naturally comes from my genitals. It's not a bad thing. It's not even a good thing. It's just a thing that happens. And when it happens, I enjoy it. I enjoy both of these experiences, the erotic and the sexually erotic. And I do so fully and freely because, and this is the big secret, I can easily differentiate the two. If you can't differentiate desire as erotic from the sexually erotic, which to be honest, many people can't, then it's very likely that you'll repress your experience of desire. You'll also fall into the trap of automatically believing that desire must be expressed sexually because you can't imagine desire being anything other than sexual energy. It's really important you get this because I'm going to start using the words erotic and sexual a lot. And you don't want your sacred dance practice getting hijacked by your monkey mind with all its stories and beliefs you might hold unconsciously or even consciously when it comes to these words, erotic and sexual. Now, with that said, if they do arise, and trust me, they will arise, remember our mantra, stay curious. Notice the thoughts or the stories arise, name it, then just allow it to be part of your experience. You might do this by dancing with it directly or by redirecting your focus of attention back down into your own body, namely the belly center or even your heart. Either way, do know that these thought forms, and that's exactly what they are, tend to evolve on their own as you continue putting that attention on your experience of desire and allowing that desire to be expressed through your body openly and freely. In the next audio, you're going to hear how I first used sacred dance for my own sexual awakening and how I continue using it for my own erotic nourishment.